Greetings and good morning. This is Eric Gould with your KVNF Sports Report for Friday, October 4th. High school football action in the North Fork Valley is at the halfway point of the season. In the 1A Western Slope League, Hotchkiss emerged as the front runner for the league title after last week's 28-6 win in Cedar Edge. Devin Roop threw for 56 yards and two touchdowns in the win, connecting with Alex Smith and Chris Allen on scoring plays. Roop also ran for a touchdown for Hotchkiss, and the Bulldogs improved to 4-1 on the season and is ranked third in the state, according to a Denver Post poll. Hotchkiss hosts Lake County tonight at 7 p.m. for homecoming. Cedar Edge will look to get back on track when they play Roaring Fork tonight in Cedar Edge. The big game in league play is tonight in Paonia, where the 8th-ranked Eagles will host the number 10 team in the state, Meeker. The Cowboys are on a roll and are undefeated at 5-0. Paonia is 4-1 after trouncing Roaring Fork 47-0 last week. Will Austin rambled for 190 rushing yards and a touchdown in the win, while Taylor Walters continued his outstanding sophomore season with 162 yards on the ground and 3 scores for Paonia. Dagan Ranks threw a TD pass to Logan Schopp in the Eagles' win as well. Tonight's 7 p.m. contest at Town Park marks the first time in years that two top 10 teams will play in Paonia. The Delta Panthers lost a critical 3A game on the road last week, falling 15-7 to Glenwood Springs. Delta will look to get back to its winning ways tonight in the homecoming game against Cortez. Last but certainly not least are the undefeated Montrose Indians, now the number one team in Colorado in the 4A classification after a stunning 39-34 come-from-behind victory at Monarch last week. Senior Angelo Youngren returned to the lineup and ran for a whopping 220 yards and scored 3 times in the dramatic Montrose win. The number one Indians have a bye tonight and will play next week at home against Fruita. Finally, in cross country, the Hotchkiss girls team scored 59 points and won the Anna Banana Run last Saturday, placing 3 runners in the top 10. Natalie Anderson finished 2nd overall with her time of 19 minutes, 7.2 seconds. Jennifer Sellis ran the 5,000 meter course in 19 minutes, 28 seconds, good for 5th place overall. Mae Anderson was the 3rd Bulldog in the top 10, finishing 9th overall in the race with her time of 19.52. And that concludes your KVNF Sports Report for Friday. This is Eric Gould saying please stay tuned for future sports reports here on Fridays at KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. Good luck to all the teams in our listening area, and thanks so much for listening.